practice generosity because it makes our heart bigger. If all you can think about are your own needs, your own desires, the heart gets very narrow. It's like living in a very narrow house. It's not a good place to be. It's very confining. But when you're generous, the whole world is your home. When we're virtuous, we make the heart taller. We lift it up above its immediate concerns. We think about how the long-term results of our actions. We can see far. So when you've trained your heart to be bigger and taller like this, then it's a good heart to meditate in. This is why the Buddha didn't teach just meditation. He taught generosity, he taught virtue. In meditation, he taught mindfulness, concentration, discernment. All these are good qualities to develop in the mind. The mind is strong, it's large, it's tall. It's a good mind to watch. Some people, when they come to meditation, they don't have a background in generosity and virtue. And they start thinking about the things they've done in the past that have harmed other people. I knew a case one time where this man was in the middle of a meditation retreat and broke down and started crying. Because as his heart got more sensitive as he meditated, turns out he had been a drug dealer. He started thinking of all the lives he had ruined, making money off of other people's bad habits. In a case like that, it's hard to watch your mind. It hurts you. So you train your heart to be wide. You train your heart to be tall. Then when you sit down with your heart, you sit down with your mind. That's a good place to be. It's a good mind to watch. Because you want to understand, as the Buddha said, that the reason we suffer is because of our lack of skill in how we think and how we talk to ourselves. And if you want to see that clearly, you have to get the mind really still, because the mind talks to itself on many levels. If all the levels are good to watch, then it's easier to dig deeper and deeper into the mind and understand the mind. You become less of a stranger to yourself. There's a big irony in life is that we all want happiness, but we do things that cause suffering. Why do we do that? Well, we don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know why we're doing it. So we have to get the mind still so you can see. So get the mind to be a nice, wide mind, tall mind. It's a lot easier to watch, a lot easier to understand. So make sure that your training is complete, because all the different aspects of the training help one another along.